T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Signed Jimmy Butler, I knew we were going to be as good as or maybe better. Now, how much better would be dependent upon other factors. The performances of other players, and Myers Leonard going to fit in, our young players, and all of that stuff. And so the development of Bam and Justice, you know, you just go on and on. And so, yes, I'm pleased. But I'm also, always wary of what's out there. So I'm pleased. The team's playing well. I think Spo's done a great job. Right from the summer league, we saw something. Development, we saw more. Guys getting ready for training camp, we saw more. In training camp, we saw a lot. Preseason, we saw a lot. I said, okay, let's get to the regular season. We saw a lot so far. So let's just see what the next 20 games brings. And so I'm excited about watching the team.
That was the culture right there.
Right. Culture talking. Culture speaking right there.
The originator of the culture. Now everybody use that damn word.
Of course. No, we had it first. We're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Ira Winderman from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Good morning, Ira. Welcome to culture.
Good morning, gentlemen. And right after that, he went on to say, Pat Riley, but if something good is out there, we'll make a move as well. So it's not like he's just treading water, staying in place, or I guess the best word is just being content. He's constantly looking. He's feeling good, and I think he thinks there's a chance he could feel even better.
Ira, it's been really fun to watch. Now, if you're looking at star power and somebody to hit, 28 to 30 every night, you don't get that. But if you like good team basketball, moving the ball around, playing together, guys making an extra pass, which is not always sexy. I get what the NBA is about,
right?
The stars. But it's fun to watch. There's some old schoolers going, yeah, that's the way you play.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I sat there, I think it was Monday night, and I watched some of the Rockets game against the Blazers. And to see James Harden pounding away and playing ISO ball and all for one and one for only himself, the way the Heat are playing, it just guys are actually passing up too good of a shot to pass up. And yet they're making the extra pass. I don't know how long that lasts, if it goes south for some guys, but right now it's like almost as greater satisfaction being the one who gets the assist or the hockey assist than the one who scores the basket. I haven't seen this in a long time in the NBA. It's almost Warriors-like, where there's a confidence on the court that all five guys are active in the offense, that it doesn't have to be Bam or Jimmy, because it could be Duncan Robinson or Kendrick Nunn or anyone else, Jimmy, in that starting lineup that can get it done. You're really seeing an unbelievable brand of team basketball. You're right. Winning is one thing, but with Pat Riley, we've had winning where it was 82-80. This is winning and fun.
Well, it's not going to stop when Jimmy Butler's leading the charge, a guy that, honestly, I thought, and he still may, I thought he'd average 23, 24 points a game. But that guy, he loves driving and dishing to somebody as much as he likes scoring.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because ever since Justice Winslow's been out, Jimmy Butler has taken the Justice Winslow role. And so you wonder, one, when Justice comes back, whenever that is from his concussion protocol, does that change? Or did this sort of, did Justice's absence open up the Heat to the possibilities that Jimmy could be maybe a little different than they thought, but also a little better than they thought? Because his facilitating in these 13 assist games that he's had right now are unlocking everyone. I mean, look, you can say what you want about Duncan Robinson growing in the program, but it honestly is like Jimmy Butler became the cheat code for Duncan Robinson when it came to turning him into a player, maybe even the same thing for Kendrick Nunn.
Ira, I'm glad to see Pat Riley's open up trade talks with Jim Boeheim for Deion Waiters. what are we expecting to get back here, like two future Orangemen, like in the next 10 or 12 years? Because I think that actually will end up being a good trade for the Heat.
How do you think that talk? I want to know what happened during the coach talk to his former player.
Well, first of all, just think about this. Who would have said 2 weeks ago that the former Orange man or Orange player in the NBA would be Carmelo Anthony and that Deion Waiters would be the former Syracuse player not playing? So you have that juxtaposition, number one. What's interesting is this. Deion went through the same things at Syracuse. He had weight problems. Jim Boeheim dealt with that. He was playing as a reserve. Jim Boeheim sort of set the ground rules for that. So maybe going back to his past is not a bad thing. My only question is, Deion up at Syracuse the same time the Heat were playing the Pelicans on Saturday night. Now, Deion just posted on Instagram he's in Philadelphia spending time at home. I get it how if you're under suspension and are not getting paid a plug nickel from your team, you have the right to be anywhere you want. But I always wonder about this, guys. And, Joe, I know you talk about social media also. Just the whole optics of the situation. I don't know if you necessarily have to be repentant or anything like that. But just this whole thing that Deion has sort of, you know, treated this suspension as sort of a way to put himself out there in social media up in Syracuse, out in Philadelphia. I'm not sure he's creating the optics that the Heat were hoping would bring him closer to the team right now. So I am curious, a little over a week to go in the suspension. Then we see what it looks like when he comes back.
Ira, if they can get a bag of peanuts for him right now, Pat Riley would do it. Like, he just, there's no way they want him back on this team the rest of the season. There's just no chance.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. It's not if they can get something for him. It's almost like, what do they have to give with him?
Right.
Like, do they have to give one of those big Chevys that Joe's advertising or something alongside? So the question becomes this. What would you be willing to give up a piece to lose Deion Waiters? Maybe the piece is as simple as Derrick Jones Jr. Maybe it's Justice Winslow. Pat Riley spoke yesterday of being open to trading his draft pick because he believes one pick every other year is good enough so you don't get clogged with too much development. That's the question, Zach, is would you be willing to give up a plus one of value? So to get off Deion's money for the next 2 years and you're winning with Justice Winslow, would you be willing to give up a Justice Winslow and Deion Waiters maybe for someone else's big contract they don't need, like a guy who's coming to American Airlines Arena tonight in Kevin Love and the Cavaliers? I think that's where this might be headed also.
If it's going to help the team, yeah, because Deion Waiters right now is not helping the team. And I know Justice is a part of this team, played well last year. If it takes Justice in a trade right now with Deion to get rid of Deion and maybe bring in a Kevin Love, and yeah, the money is the money and nobody wants those big deals. But yeah, if it's going to help this team, I'm all for it at this point.
And that's what I'm curious about. That, I think, is where the whole is, will Deion Waiters ever play another game for this team? I'm just curious, at 601 Biscayne, are they working out trade scenarios? So after that Warriors game on November 29th, Deion becomes eligible to return to practice the next day. Then he traveled for a tough road trip going to Brooklyn and Toronto and Boston. Is Deion on the road? Are they going to tell us, hey, Deion's going to hang back for conditioning? He's been away from the team for a month. And all the while in the back, you know, in the back area of American Airlines Arena and Andy Ellisberg's offices, you know, are they trying to work out a trade instead? Because let's face it, guys, he's not playing ahead of Jimmy Butler. He's not playing ahead of Goran Dragic. He's not playing ahead of Kendrick Nunn. He's not playing ahead of Tyler Hero. So it's not like he's a necessity now. A matter of fact, you can make an argument. It's just going to make it all the more challenging for Eric Spoelstra if he does make it back to the active roster.
Ira, if you're suspended, can you still work out in the back gym away from the team, or how's that work?
That basically, the thought is when you're on this kind of suspension, you're on your own. You're cut off the team for this reason. You're not getting paid. In other words, when James Johnson had his banishment from camp, he was receiving his full salary. So he was back here at American Airlines Arena. He was working with the trainers. He was doing everything behind the scenes because he still was with the team. He still was under contract.
Gotcha.
He still was receiving salary. This is sort of like the out of sight, out of mind. Go away for 10 days. Clear your head. Be the best possible you. We'll see you on November 30th. It'll be very curious to see what the Heat see.
Hey, let me ask you, as we continue on here, I know the schedule's going to get tougher.
Sure.
But listen, you play who they put on the schedule. It's not like you handpick it. So you expect this to continue, or what do you expect? I mean, they're scoring, shooting a high percentage. I mean, everything couldn't have worked out. I didn't see this coming myself.
No,
but.
And again, the schedule has something to do with it. I think it's, you know, Joe, this is going to sound weird, but I think in a way some of the injuries have helped. Because now that Justice isn't here, like I said, I think you're seeing Jimmy Butler, number one, is more of a facilitator. Two, you're getting more shooting in the starting lineup. That Duncan Robinson might not be one of the seven best players on the Heat, but he might be one of the five best fits in the starting lineup. So you got to explore that. That lineup, I think, is 6-1 or 7-1 right now. It also allowed you, with Derek Jones Jr. out, yep, to explore Chris Silva on his two-way contract, who's been the ultimate energizer. That New Orleans game, that he was up big. All of a sudden, it was a six-point game in the third quarter. Enter Chris Silva, and he really provided the energy. So sometimes the injuries can help you in sort of a backwards way. Look, they got Cleveland tonight, no Tristan Thompson. Nothing's a given, but that should be easier. They go to Chicago on Friday. The Bulls are struggling. They don't have an identity. But then you begin a stretch where over the next five games, you play Philadelphia, you play Brooklyn, you play Boston, you play Toronto. I think that's when we'll get a read on how real the Heat are. Win some of those games, you're going to lock yourself into the top four for an extended run. Lose some of those, and maybe it's a reality check to what Pat Riley was saying about maybe having to get better also. I'd say within 2 weeks, when we talk again about where the Heat stand, I think we'll have a legitimate read against quality teams. They've already beaten Milwaukee. They've already beaten Houston. You have another Houston game coming up. You know they're out for revenge when they play next Wednesday. That's another of those games that's going to be a real litmus test.
Ira, thank you, buddy, as always.
Thanks, Ira.
All right, I got to go up to Syracuse, get my workout in. Thank
right,
you, guys.
Yeah. Tell Boeheim
we want to play tennis today? All right.
You can't ask him on air, can you? Will he answer you on air if he'll play tennis?
No, I was wrong. Oh, what I just did was wrong.
No, it's not wrong. It's plenty fine with that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.